Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3. Number 1.
All right, as we are live here at the Houston Sports Awards, should be getting going here around 7 o'clock, so it'll be a good, fun night, as we just heard from Patty Smith. A lot planned tonight as they are putting a few in the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. Big night for Bruce Matthews, Elvin Hayes, as well as Calvin Murphy, Larry Durker getting the Lifetime Achievement Award, and many, many other awards involving a lot of the Houston Astros. Hey, we going to potentially talk to one of those Astros, as Alex Bregman is hosting the event tonight, potentially will join us on the show at some time. So look out for that. But should be a really, really fun night, Clint. But as we wait for this, we still got a show to do. And big story right now in Houston sports is who going to be the next coach. And they did their second round of interviews today. Mike Kafka, Giants offensive coordinator. He is in the building this time. I think I heard John McClain earlier today say Ejiro Evero, the defensive coordinator for the Broncos, his is actually a Zoom. He was in person the first time. But in any case, they're meeting with both of them and met with both of them today. Mike Kafka seems to be the one that would have the best chance to get this gig as an offensive-minded guy. The big thing for me is, like, the only way I think he has a chance, Clint, is if he blows him away. And we've talked about that, if he absolutely blows him away. But if you're sitting on the other side of the chair, if you're Nick and Kyle and Hannah, like, what is blow you away? What would that have to mean? What would that have to look like from a Mike Kafka?
Well, he's got to own the room. You know, it's easy to sit across from Zoom and not really get a good vibe of what the hell's going on and who's, you know, who is you know, has that ability. But he would have to own the room. I mean, you know, walk in, not be intimidated at all that it's an owner and a GM, not be intimidated at all that it's a head coach interview. And then when you look at the football side of things, have a plan for how he's going to bring this organization, this football team, back to being competitive. And I don't need you to specifically tell me what you're going to do with Davis Mills. I need you to have a really, really, really good, thorough, solid plan for your coaching staff. I need to know what direction you're going in. I need to know exactly offensively what you want to do, what you plan to do. If you can get deep into the free agents at the quarterback position, the draftable quarterbacks this year, just the top three guys, that would be nice to have not necessarily to know who we're going to draft, but to know kind of where your head's at in the depth in which you've thought this interview process through and this opportunity through. So, you know, I think when somebody walks in a room and does that, then Nick and Cal are going to be in a really tough spot, because you're in a spot, do you go, okay, I'm going to offer Mike Kafka the job, we're going to hire this guy, or do you wait and hear D'Amico Ryans, Steichen, and Gannon,
yeah.
The guys that you hadn't heard from yet, a second interview from them yet, and because you can't. Do you wait? That's going to be the you know, I think the issue here, because the bottom line is if Kafka comes in and blows you away to the point where you're, the minute somebody else calls, he's going to blow them away too.
Yeah.
And if you let him walk out the building, you risk that guy.
If you feel like he's the guy,
Yep. So, I don't know. I think that has to be the case with everybody. I think you got to walk in. You got to own that room. Like, especially knowing, you know, Cal and even Nick to a certain degree. They're not going to be the guys that you walk in. They're going to stand up, beat on their chest. They're going to be very welcoming guys, and I would think give a guy an opportunity to own the room. You know, you think like you walk in with, like, I know Jerry. I know Jerry Jones well. I got a feeling in a lot of these interviews, Jerry Jones wants to let everybody know how big he is. You know
there
what I mean?
How important. Glory hole.
And not that that's a bad thing. Hell, you own it, and you be however you are. I just think there's a real opportunity for somebody to impress Kyle McNair and Nick Caserio based on owning the room.
Yeah, I think it has to be such a good plan that involves the offense, the quarterback, like a plan.
The entire coach staff and the quarterback.
That it almost doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Like
fair,
a plan
fair.
That, like, I know when we heard from the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, like, blew them away with it. All right, this is exactly how it would work with Tua. This is how we would use tight ends. This is how we would use and blew them away. Like, it would have to be something like that. But I certainly don't think, and I think you brought that up, I certainly don't think he has it enough for him to blow them away that they don't talk to D'Amico a second time, that they don't talk to Steichen or Gannon a second time. That would be surprising.
Well, it would be very surprising, but I think it would be surprising. Like, I would rather be surprised because the guy was that good than mm-hmm. surprised that you missed out on a guy because you were waiting on somebody else. Like, I don't know. I know the D'Amico is a fan favorite. I know we've heard great things about him. Shane Steichen is the one that impresses me the most about what they're doing with Jalen Hurts offensively. But, man, when it's all said and done, if a dude walks in and you immediately go, yep, this is it, like, you got to forget. You got to get out of the rearview mirror. You got to forget about those other guys and move forward. So, well, I doubt it happens. I doubt Mike Kafka even has an opportunity, but we'll see.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, the NFL has announced the finalists for MVP, Clint. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver from the Vikings who had a hell of a year, and then Patrick Mahomes. Those are the 5 finalists. And I just want to say, Clint, before the year started, you picked a MVP, who your MVP would be, and it was Josh Allen. It looks like Josh is on that list. I don't think he's going to win it, but he is a finalist, so you were there. I picked Patrick Mahomes to start the year. I said without Hill, he's got the story that people would look at, and it looks like that he is on the finalist list, and I think the odds on favor to win it because of the Jalen Hurts injury. Tyler picked Justin Herbert.
Oh, my God.
Turning the page here.
I was wondering
it.
If you were going to bring this up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gosh, dang it.
Yeah, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert has all the talent and skill parts around him where it feels like he should be on this list. Something's missing. Yeah. Something's off and missing. And it looks like I know they're going to try to hire a new coordinator and you would, but potentially maybe we see whatever it is that's missing. But it wasn't a bad pick, Tyler. It's just a wrong one. But it wasn't a bad pick. But
thank you for that. The emphasis on the wrong one.
I mean, he didn't even make the Pro Bowl. But Josh Allen, Burrow, Hurts, Jefferson, Mahomes, I think it's a really good list. I mean, to show you what Jefferson has done, Tyreek Hill you would have thought would have been the receiver for most of the year, and Justin Jefferson just went off. I think a lot of that has to do with the Tua injury. I think if Tua never got hurt, we may be looking at Tyreek Hill differently. But how would you rank? Like, let me just give me your top three.
Look, Mahomes 1, Burrow 2. I would still have Hurts in 3. Probably Allen at 4, Jefferson at 5. I'll be an old quarterback. There ain't no way in hell I can put a receiver over a quarterback. Look, I think what I'm fascinated with is literally the Mahomes Joe Burrow debate right now and who the best quarterback is. And now I think it's one of those debates that's never ending because it's like what ends that particular debate But it's just fascinating to watch a guy that plays in a Brady mold and a guy that plays the game in a reckless manner, but at a championship level. That's the crazy thing here. You got a lot of people out here debating about those two players. And by the way, then all of a sudden you insert Jalen Hurts into the conversation. You go, hell, he's totally different, playing the game in a totally different way as well. So it's just, it's a fascinating conversation to have about whether it's the MVP or the top quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. But if Joe beats him again,
yeah,
and a game to go to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, like it's a conversation. And especially if it goes the way it's gone. Like, Joe, if you go look at the numbers and watch the games, Joe has outplayed Mahomes in all of these games. They're 3-0 against him. His numbers are far better, and he's outplayed him. And it's not like – and maybe this is the only year where the weapons completely go into Joe Burrow's favor. But, I mean, in the previous two games, hell, he's had Tyreek Hill and Kelce and – it yeah. grew, but
it's just an impossible it's an impossible debate show. That's why I know debates. It's an impossible and really pointless because they play the game in such a different style that I choose to just sit back and legitimately just enjoy the greatness of how each one plays it because there really is no comp. There's no way that you can comp the two guys. Like I said, I mean, Pat Mahomes, the reckless nature in which he plays the game, if he wasn't doing it at a Super Bowl level, they'd get tired of it real quick. But he's so damn good, they don't.
Hey, Clint, I will say this. I would have Jalen second. I would have Jalen Hurts second. I think him being hurt kind of really showed the importance of him. And then coming back in this playoff game against the Giants, seeing how different that team was and how much he yeah. added and yeah. the juice that he added more than just he. I think Jalen is the MVP if he never gets injured.
Yeah, if he doesn't get injured, I would have him my number one.
I think he is the MVP if he doesn't get injured.
So I think it's more because here's why. Like there's no doubt that the sustained success that Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs have shown. Like, you can't turn your nose up at that. Just because they do it every damn year doesn't mean it's not very, very difficult. But on the flip side of that, Jalen Hurts in year two brings an organization from really fringe playoff to, I mean, first round bye, the number one seed in the NFC, and at the time
in the toughest division in football.
Good point. And he's proven that he's you know, put his team in the top four. I think that's as impressive, if not more impressive, than what Pat Mahomes has done. So I'm with you. I would, if Hurts wouldn't have got injured, I'd have him there.
Yeah,
as well.
I think he would have been. So it's good to see Jefferson in there. This has just become a professional quarterback award,
sure,
the MVP award. But I do. I think Mahomes will win it. I hope Jalen finishes second because I think he does deserve it.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, speaking about this, I know you talked about this video earlier with Mahomes. As you said, he's like, my thought is I thought he would come into this game 75%. That's what I thought they'd get him. And then he'll, you know about this, Clint. I thought for sure he'd get that sucker shot up.
His little footsie's hurting him.
Saturday night, Sunday, probably Sunday morning, I thought he'd get that sucker shot up and you know, he'd be playing around 75%, and as the second half neared, it probably wear off and get worse. Andy Reid said that Patrick Mahomes, his ankle is doing okay. He also indicated he had the same injury in 2019 to start the season, which he didn't miss any time, but he said it's not as bad as that injury. Coupled with that and what he's saying, I think it's very important to see that Mahomes is in a better spot, because I think there are a lot of people believe for the Chiefs to have a chance to win this game, look, the Bengals are favorites as of this moment, that Mahomes has to be a great, amazing, Mahomes has to be Superman, and for him to get closer and closer to 100%, I think that allows him to potentially be that.
Yeah, look, I think that's that's who Pat Mahomes is who the Kansas City Chiefs are, man. I mean, it's why I'm so bullish on there ain't nothing different about this team than last year's team. I mean, Pat Mahomes still has to do the unthinkable in order for this team to win. He just does it week in, week out, whether it's regular season or the playoffs or the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl. He just goes out there and makes those plays. So I do think he has to be great. I think he can be great at 75-80% just with the style of play. If he can move, if he can jump pass, if he can extend the play at all and throw the ball, you know, 60, 65 yards down the field over the top, you know, 8 seconds into a damn play, then the Kansas City Chiefs are gonna win this sucker. The Bengals just got to keep him from making more than he misses.
Yeah.
I mean, with Pat, he's got to be great in order for this team to win a Super Bowl year in, year out. It's just wild how great he is, how consistently great he is.
The Chiefs are going to try to buck that because what they tried to do this offseason is make it so it improved their team more, less top heavy, and put more depth on this team. And they're going to try to do that. Now,
week.
They've had, like, this game, he might have to. They've had moments this year where Pat hasn't been Superman and they've been able to win. Like, this last game against the Jags, hell, he missed a drive or so, and he was hobbled. And the defense is better. Chris Jones is going to have to be a big part. These young guys in the secondary they've drafted is going to have to be a big part. The more well-rounded group, they've got to run the ball like they've run this year better. So they're banking on the fact that this year there have been moments where Mahomes has turned the ball over and didn't play his best, and they've still been able to win games. But when you look at the opponent, Clint, it does give the feel that Joe Burrow is going to – like, if Joe Burrow starts this thing off like he did against Buffalo, where they just drove it right down the field, which they're capable of, you might have to have Mahomes on his A game.
Well, that's the most beautiful thing about what Burrow does is boy, they seem to get in the right play, and the ball tends to go in the right direction more often than other teams and other quarterback style of play. I mean, the efficiency in which that offense plays with, it travels well, man. It's hard to defend, and that's to me that's the you know what the Kansas City Chiefs have to do is try without giving up too many big plays early. Try to get them out of rhythm. Try to make him hold the football because that offensive line is suspect. If he holds the football at all, I think the guys you're talking about up front, Chris Jones and company, get there. But, boy, they're awfully good at getting that thing out quick now.
All right. As we're looking at the candidates who feel like they're going to be potentially the top choices for the Texans as head coach, we understand them and their philosophies. And if we try to dig deep in that, what does that mean for what the roster has to look like? We will discuss that coming up next on The Drive.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live on the red carpet at the 6th Annual Houston Sports Awards, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. As we are live here at the Wortham Theater, you never know. You never know what happens on The Drive. And Clinton, Tyler, we got a little news for the people. So make sure you're listening right now. Make sure you're listening. The only two tickets left on the planet to come to one of the best events that we have here in Houston, the Houston Sports Awards tonight, being honored, going into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame, Bruce Matthews, Elvin Hayes, the great Calvin Murphy, Larry Durker is going to be given the Lifetime Achievement Award. Many, many others will be here. Alex Bregman hosting it, and I'm telling you, the way Patty Smith talked to us about it, he is ready. He's got jokes. This is something he's taking real serious. Your chance, and we want to give you enough time. So at 3:45, your chance to win a pair of tickets, the last ones available. That is two tickets, the last ones available, where you can get up here and listen. They've got a nice little red carpet, little cocktail hour or so coming up here. It starts at 5:30. You can get here. Your chance to win a pair of those tickets. We're doing it at 3:45, so make sure you listen. This just hit us. This just hit us in the last break, and we want to hook you all up here. That has helped us help make us the number one sports show in afternoons here in this city. We want to hook you up, so make sure you're listening. 3:45. Clint, we hooking the people up.
Come on, man. It's big time. I'll even give you a little hint on where the parking, good parking is right across the street, man. Get ease on up here, and I think the doors will actually open. Red carpet, purple carpet. I guess I should probably call it bright color,
purple
right?
Carpet,
purple
yeah.
carpet. It's going to open at 5:30, I believe, but the show doesn't start until 7:30, so you'll have plenty of time to throw you a suit on. If you don't have a lady in the house, call your best one and ease on up here. This is a big time event.
Oh, you ain't lying, bro.
Yeah, if you got one out there that you've been trying to impress and you ain't been able to get it across the goal line, we may be doing you a solid.
No, seriously, you ain't lying. If you can't win tonight, like if you are one right here and you sitting here and you got one, as Clint said, you just ain't been able to that last step.
We can
walk you in the door, man. It ain't us. It's you. Yeah. I mean, this is a classy little event now. This is a nice look at it. Really impressed right here. So make your way on down here. Should be a good time. Like I said, 3:45 coming up. Make sure you're listening. And Tyler will give you the cue to call, and Tyler will get you set up. And we want to give you enough time to get on down here to enjoy yourself. So a lot of great people out here. We held conversations with Roger Clemens himself last year. We had conversations with Rudy Tomjanovich. So all the folks will be out tonight. So make sure you stay here. All right, Clint, we looked at it. We've seen second interviews getting started here with the Texans. We've kind of understood, like, there's a crew, like a top, you know, three or four that we're looking at, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, the real, real long shot in Sean Payton. But then, you know, D'Amico Ryans, who many people feel like we had Landry. I hear the promo Landry believes he is the guy. There is Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator with the Eagles. There is Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator with the Eagles. Many people think he may go within that tree somewhere. Right. And then there's Mike Kafka. He's interviewing today. If we look at what we believe each one of those guys, if they were the head coach, what kind of offense they would bring, do you think that means there's going to be a change in the type of guys that are on this roster to accommodate them?
Oh, ain't no doubt. I mean, I mean, it's not about change. It's about building, right? I mean, what is this – how far is this roster away from being competitive regardless of what head coach is hired, regardless of what scheme is in place? How far are they from being competitive? We saw the Jacksonville Jaguars. They got their head coach. They got their quarterback. And then they signed six veteran free agents that all six contributed and all six helped them get to the second round of the playoffs. Actually won a playoff game this year in Doug Peterson's first year. You know, we've seen it happen, and the Texans are going to have the draft capital and the cap space to get it done. And I'm not saying they're going to get it done to the tune of what these teams are doing, but they can definitely, you know, get close. They can in the right direction. And the teams that I'm talking about, you can look at it two different ways. And it's either the teams that are left in the playoffs right now and what their skill offensive skill players look like, or you can look at it as bring it home here to Texas with the Texans. You can say, okay, well, they hired D'Amico, they hired Steichen. The guys that we feel like are the front runners, any of those guys, the Texans are going to end up with a system very similar to most of these teams that are left. Not Cincinnati, but the other three could be very similar.
Cincinnati's coming out of the Shanahan McVay tree. Yeah, Taylor's coming out of.
Yeah, I mean, so you look at it, you're gonna have these four teams that are playing. Your coach is going to be in place to schematically do some of the similar things on offense, more than likely. But what is the roster like? What kind of progress do you have to make with the roster? Well. It's going to be fun to watch these teams play, but the Texans are so far from this show, it's scary, right?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, though. Like, when you look at, let's just pull D'Amico Ryans, who I think is a favorite. If he goes and gets someone that's coming out of that San Francisco system of which he's been around, like, one of the telling things, like, if you look at San Francisco's group, Deebo Samuel, multiple, right? He can do a bunch of different things.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey, multiple. He can do a bunch of different things. Ayuk, I see him line up. Hughescheck, the fullback, does a lot of different things. You look at the guy who just left him, Mike McDaniel. He's doing the same thing in Miami with Hill, who does a lot of different things, moving Waddle around. It feels like that is a big concept within that offense, especially if they're coming right from what San Francisco has done of late. And you think to yourself, Clint, how many guys on the Texans do they have right now that fits the mold of, hey, boy, I could see him doing multiple things and using him in a bunch of different ways. I don't know if they've got anybody. I mean, if Brandon Cooks is going to still be here, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't put Brandon Cooks in that category. I think they've just got to move this direction heavily in free agency. And in the draft as well. I mean, you're talking about the Eagles have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders. I love the little back. I believe he's out of Memphis. Gainwell, did he come out of Memphis? Where did he come out of?
I'm not sure.
I love him. And he, you know, that's really the to me, that's the key to the offense. You may or may not be able to get you a top 10 wide receiver, depending on what the free agent market looks like. And what the number two overall draft pick and the number 12 overall draft pick looks like. You may or may not be able to get you a number one, right? To me, all of these offenses are about guys like Deebo Samuel. And when Deebo Samuel came out, we didn't know Deebo Samuel was going to be Deebo Samuel. We knew he was going to be a good player, but we didn't know he was going to jump on the scene the way he has right now. We knew he was a multiple player. We knew he was a guy that could get it out of the backfield, catch the rock. That would do a lot of the east and west motion stuff, more of a little scat back, a slot receiver scat back type guy. Like the Texans just have to start moving in that direction in free agency this year.
Because it's clear that, and in the draft too, because it's clear that especially if D'Amico brings somebody from that tree, it's clear it's not done on accident. Like they are seeking out guys like this. like he was coveting Christian McCaffrey because he can use him. Like him and, I mean, essentially him and Debo do a lot of the same things.
Very
like,
much, yeah.
They'll line up. I mean, I bet you there are games where Debo probably lines up in the backfield, you know, a lot closer to the amount of times that Christian does, and Christian lines up as a receiver a lot closer to the amount of times that Brandon Ayuk or Debo does.
And it's not – those guys are obviously grand slams relative to the skill player we're talking
right.
about.
I don't think the Texans have a single person.
They don't have one with that skill set. They don't.
Not even – like Damian Pierce, who they're the best offensive player, you don't –
No, Damian Pierce would be more in the role of you know, when you look at these teams, Mixon – or P. Ryan, when you look at these teams, Ronald Jones, Pacheco, and with the Chiefs, you know, you look at some of the Wilson and with the Dolphins, Mostert with the Dolphins. You know, I think the Miles Sanders with the Eagles. I think that's the role that Damian Pierce feels. Outside of that, you got a lot of work to do. You know, I think there's the guy that's key. Again, we talk about Debo Samuel. But the guy that's key, it can be the Gainwell kid in Philly, right? It could be a range of anywhere from Debo Samuel to the Gainwell kid in Philly. You just got to have a guy that specializes in that with that type of skill set. The Texans don't have that guy.
No.
Right? So we're not just talking about the number two overall pick or spending $20 million a year in free agency. I'm talking about from a draft perspective, like Nico Collins. Like, I'd find me a smaller – Yeah. Versatile back that can do some different things and is hard to touch in a phone booth.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen up. Your chance coming up when we return. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. The last tickets on the planet is what Tyler said to me. The last pair of tickets on the planet to attend this great event. We're giving those away coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live on the red carpet at the 6th Annual Houston Sports Awards. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, make sure you're listening here in 5 minutes. We're getting you ready in 5 minutes at 3:45. Your chance to win a pair of tickets, right? You can get out. You ready for it, Tyler?
I was born ready.
You're listen, guys.
Feels spicy today.
We've already had two people walk up and say, "Oh, I can't wait to see what Tyler has on tonight." And when I say two people, one. but Scotty couldn't wait. Said, "I can't wait to see what Tyler." Your chance right now to win a pair of tickets, and you can see Tyler in his full glory yourself. He's got an express bag with it looks like his suit in it, and that is not off to a great start.
The express bag is just a bag, but I will say there's nothing wrong with express, man. Why are you hating on our? If you wear express out there and you listen to The Drive, I apologize. Express is a tremendous outlet to find your menswear, but it is not express.
Now, as you hear what he's trying to do, what I'm saying to you is nothing wrong with express. Okay, my brother-in-law happens to shop at Express Men a lot. Nothing wrong with it. What I'm saying to you, if you coming out here saying that only Calvin Murphy is going to have me beat tonight, and you start off with having your stuff in an express bag, oh, no, not off to a great start. And I'm telling you right now.
It's not about the rapper show. It's about what's underneath.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, Clint, you had this suit custom made, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it was brought to you in a nice suit bag, right?
Well, it came in a cardboard box in the suit bag it was in inside. Yes, I would say it's on the nicer side.
So if you were taking that with you, you wouldn't put it in
an express bag, no. Bearcat Bespoke in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's where my tailor is.
So hey, it may Clip may or Tyler may have something spectacular inside that express bag.
I think he made a poor decision.
I think he held it.
There's four corners in that studio. Three of them we can't see on this Zoom. He hung it on the one corner where you could see it bright as all get out.
Yeah, I walked it. I walked in today. I went to the station today. And I saw it in the corner already, and I went ahead and made a mental note in my head. Oh, he's got an express bag. It's what he has. Make sure I bring that out a little bit later on. So, yeah, get on out here. Should be a great event. Drinks, food, the purple carpet starts at 5:30. So we're letting you know here in 2 minutes, trying to give you enough time to get yourself ready, come hang out. You can say hello to us as well. And it's a great event, man. Like, as we said, so many things happening tonight, Clint. The Houston Sports Hall of Fame, Bruce Matthews, and five of his kids played.
I didn't realize it was five of it. When she said that surprised me.
I know Jake Matthews plays, and I think he still plays for the Falcons. I didn't know his other four boys played.
It's the bloodline, man.
Hey, man, that's
how many of them came out of A&M?
A few.
That is amazing. You put five kids in the NFL, wow. And you played in it too. But
yeah.
Five kids. Bruce Matthews.
Come from good stock.
Elvin Hayes, and you can see Calvin Murphy, and no telling what he's gonna wear. Like Patty said, that he's forced to wear the nice little jacket, but apparently he's gonna have something extra on the inside of it, but. So it should be an amazing night. Alex Bregman, who's going to join us here in just a second, is hosting this thing. And a lot of the Astros are up for awards. A lot of the Houston Cougars are up for awards tonight. So should be a great time.
Come on, man.
What?
Would you get your mic by your mouth side? So there you go.
Yeah, you're really killing me, man. this is an ongoing problem, show.
This is an ongoing problem.
Like Clint says, man, just be coachable, man. Just be coachable.
I was trying to just point it out to you, but you stopped and said, huh?
You're going to look like straight trash tonight, Tyler. All right, come on.
Until then, I'll try to make you sound good with you moving your mic all over the damn place.
Do something. Just do your job. All right. All right, let's do it right now. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Caller number 12, since Tyler wants to be spicy. Caller number 12, your chance to win a pair of tickets to tonight's event. You could have been caller number 6, but Tyler wanted to get frisky, so I got him. Caller number 12 right now, 713-572-4610. Your chance to win the final pair of tickets. The final pair of tickets in the building.
See, and that's the one thing I don't want you to do right now.
The final pair of tickets. To be at this great event tonight, the Houston Sports Awards. So get in right now. Tyler will take care of you. It should be good. Someone text in, show how you feeling day after the teeth cleaning. Feel great.
They look good, man. They took their winter coat off.
Yeah, they did. It took a couple of winter coats off. I wasn't ready for that apple. That apple was a tough
When you bit
bite.
Down on that apple?
Yeah, first one, a little sensitive.
That's fair.
A little sensitive.
That means they did a good job.
They did a heck of a job. Now, I was looking at this yesterday as, like, we're down to it. Only one person was elected to the Hall of Fame. 8-time Gold Glove winner, third baseman Scott Rolen. He made it. Billy Wagner, longtime closer for the Astros, was close, didn't make it. It just got me to thinking. Like, Billy Wagner, if he were in this run of Astros, like the success, he would easily get in. And it's like, how many of these Astros that have been a part of this run, 6 straight ALCSs, 3 World Series appearances, or is it 4? Is it 4? Yeah, they got 2 wins and 2 losses. Yeah, 2 wins and 2 losses. They lost to the Braves and they lost to the Nationals. So 4 World Series appearances, 2 wins. Generally, when you have a team like that,
that makes a run like that, like you have multiple Hall of Famers that come off of it. And, Clint, I'm thinking of it, and it's like I only got two like that are bona fide. I think Altuve is a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer, and I think Verlander is a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer. And I think Verlander was that before he stepped into the doors here in Houston.
He's some pitcher.
But he has completely solidified it to where I think he's arguably the best pitcher of his generation, even over Clayton Kershaw. But I'm wondering who else is going to get drugged there. Like, I'm looking at it, I think, in the conversation. So, Dusty, right? Would you put Dusty in the camp of guaranteed like those two?
When you get a chance to party.
Yeah. No question. Dusty's in.
So it's three now. Verlander, Altuve, Dusty.
You know what I mean?
What about Zach Greinke?
Man, you got me. You're way off the map for me. I have no idea. I would say yeah, but I don't know.
I think he is. I think Zach Greinke, I think he's won a Cy Young and been in contention a couple of times, and his numbers are going to scream it. I think he is one in. I wonder, do they pull guys like the host tonight, Alex Bregman? I wonder, he still has some time in his career. But I wonder if we look at it, you're in this big run. You look at it, you're going to have more than three guys in the Hall of Fame in a run like this when you have a lot of great. I wonder, does an Alex Bregman, like, have enough? Like, it by the time it's over, if Alex Bregman will be someone that gets a rise into the Hall of Fame. Because you look at the Yankees, they had a whole bunch of guys get in their little run. And, I mean, to be honest, we've not seen too many runs like this. Like I think they'll have those three, but I think Greinke gets in. Bregman, Correa, and Springer. Those three are the other really great players. Springer was the MVP, and I don't think the young guys are tough to kind of handle right now with with Pena and
Alvarez and Tucker
and Framber. But Bregman, Correa, and Springer are interesting because.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, what's the latest, Tyler?
We knew it was coming, but we now have a finality to the situation, boys. This is coming from our Texans insider, Brooks Cabina. He reports the Texans have now completed their interviews with Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, otherwise known as show's favorite candidate, and they have also completed an interview with Broncos defensive coordinator Ejiro Eviro, per sources. They are the first to interview with the Texans for a second time involving the head coaching vacancy in Houston.
All right, so those are done. Those are the latest candidates, or the only two that have had second interviews. Now it'll be interesting to hear what reports start getting leaked out about how they went. What reports are we going to get? Somebody was blown away. Are we going to get? I've got Aaron Wilson lit up. I've got Brooks Cabina lit up. I'm just waiting to see what the reports are of what people are hearing, how these interviews went.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see if they add anybody to the list. I mean, you got a little bit of a downtime here where D'Amico Ryan, Shane Steichen, and Jonathan Gannon are guys that you can't interview until next Monday. And so what do you do from here? Ben Johnson's out of the mix. Right, that's four. Sean Payton doesn't appear. I'm not sure why, but it doesn't appear that he's getting second interviews anywhere, not just in Houston, but anywhere. That's five. And so you look at the two that just Kafka and Eviro, then now that's seven. Who's the last one? Who's the only other one that hasn't the assistant head coach out with the Rams?
What's his name? TB.
Thomas Brown. Yeah. I Dan Quinn still floating around out there. I would like to see them interview Dan Quinn, if for nothing else other than just to be able to, again, gather some information, the ability to compare him and how he interviews to some of the guys some of the defensive minded guys you are interviewing. Not to mention he's clearly he's the one hot candidate out there right now. I think that I would say that's a legit hot candidate that they're not interviewing, right?
Yeah, I wonder how many he's gotten. like now him and Kellen Moore are done. I hadn't heard if those two had been interviewing very, very much. I know he interviewed with the Colts.
Yeah.
I know for sure that he.
Well, it was thought to be – some of the reports that I was reading was thought to be, is Dan Quinn one of the guys that goes for an interview and they don't let him out of the room kind of deal?
Yeah, I wonder if they're conducting second interviews already, if that means that they are
– done with the first round?
Yeah, done with first
round. Probably does, but there's – there, you know, like I said, there's – you got a 4 or 5 day span here where you can't interview anybody else that's still on your list for a second time. I wonder if they're just going to go radio silent, or are they going to entertain a couple of other candidates?
I wonder how maybe I've just kind of thrown that out. I wonder how impressed they are with Ejiro Evero. I wonder how impressed they are with him. Because they are meeting with him a second time. They haven't requested to meet with Sean Payton a second time, and maybe that is because they know. And they haven't – and they didn't request with TB, Thomas Brown, and they could have. I've just kind of thought that this was just another person they're kind of talking to but didn't have a real shot. We've talked about could Kafka blow him away. I wonder how impressed they were from the first interview, and they're wanting to talk to him again. That one's interesting. First year defensive coordinator with the Broncos. It'll be interesting to see if we hear any reports that he blew them away or that he was really impressive to them.
I doubt we hear anything that detailed out of this crew.
Yeah. Yeah. His players in Denver seem to really, really love him. So it'll be interesting to see what we hear there. But if you missed it, they have completed their second round interviews with those two. And we'll see what's going on. I'm guessing the other guys, we probably won't hear them talking to anybody else until after this week of games, when they can talk to the coordinators, as they'll have a week off into the Super Bowl or their seasons will be over. All right, what you got coming up, Clint?
Well, there's a couple of lists have dropped, and Texans fans, you're involved. We're involved. How attractive are you, and how much are you drinking? We got data, we'll explain, and we'll discuss just how fair and how accurate that is. And we will do that. We'll do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.